episode number 1633 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Heidi Cook. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about how Smurfs will take over the world and enslave humanity. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode.
He plans on using the Smurfette's insecurities to extract the secret formula from Papa, allowing him to make enough Smurf essences to basically enslave the human race and carry out Smurf genocide. The Dark Wizard has created a mystical portal into the Smurf villages, and sent in one of the Naughties to kidnap the Smurfettes. See, Gargamel has literally made Smurfette in his evil lab, then Papa Smurf has enchanted her with a magic of his own, bringing her from the dark side. Meanwhile, back at Smurf Village, Smurfette's birthday is ruined by her annual nightmares and identity crisis. From that point forward, her character, whose defining trait function seems to be her beauty, becomes a ditzy object of desire for every Smurf in the village. The transformation is half completed when Papa Smurf magically turns her hair from black and wiry to blonde and wavy. Papa Smurf asks for the assistance of an old fairy friend, who gives him one of his hairs to use so that she can cancel out the effect Gargamel has on one of Smurfette's hairs. Smurfette and Papa Smurf, who did not trust Smurfs either initially, explain to Glovey that not all humans are evil, and Smurfette told about Smurfette's experiences with the Time Crystals accident, and how she and other Smurfs had met some evil humans, as well as some good ones. The Smurfs also learn that a man named Peo has recorded their legends for future generations, likening them to leprechauns, who are supposed to bring good fortune to anyone who visits. Due to their magical nature, the Smurfs have lived much longer than we humans, as long as 1,000 years, or slightly longer if we are lucky. Humans are living creatures who exist in areas of the world outside the Smurf village, mainly their own villages. Because Smurfs are not born of two parents, as are some other creatures, none in the Smurf community are related in terms of kinship, although all are raised by the leaders of their villages, and are capable of developing family bonds among themselves. A Smurf village is typically composed of 99 plain villagers plus one leader, although this number may change due to unseen events. It should also be noted that leaders are always older than the Smurfs they are supposed to be leading. Unless an earlier generation is still living in the village, there will be more presence of women in Smurf villages, and that, obviously, is a base of the new stories, and it is likely to upend some traditional situations within the Smurf villages. Grandpa Smurf could be changed, such as when Smurf's personality changes dramatically or if their roles change. The Smurf women act just like the men, complete with their wiggly hair, so it is impossible to describe them as radical innovations. While it is unclear how Smurfs were created in the first place, we know Smurfettes were created by Gargamel, an evil magician. This is made even stronger by the fact that he wants to trap Smurfs and convert the Smurfs to gold. Third, Gargamel is an impoverished, double-faced, demonic magician who is obsessed with thwarting the Smurfs, using Gargamel's magical powers to capture them so he can eat them or convert them to gold. Glovey has lived with Smurfs, and has encountered humans, whom in his mind, he has found repulsive to date. In the series The Smurfs Eye Up, Glovey was once a human living with other humans, but because of his coma, has no memories of this. Some years after the Gargamels left, a new human foe named Malgamer has settled into the Smurf woods, to catch Smurfs in order to collect the bounty of his partner, Lady Odile. While they are not considered intrinsically evil, the Smurfs consider humans a strange, and by comparison, a bit volatile species, constantly changing, violent, willing to rule over one another and the natural world, for reasons which are of little significance to the Smurfs. Well, considering most of Smurfs' damage is found in its hidden content, we can only hope that when the Smurfs does hit the cinemas, a few of the mistakes from the original show are rectified. The show always will, and will more than likely involve magical, occult elements. I am only going to assume those who are so sure about the grand conspiracy surrounding the Smurfs did not attempt any attempt at comic book art or animation. The two-disc set is a good collection, and is great to introduce somebody new to the Magical Creatures clan, or if you simply need a fix from the Smurfs and do not want to have to watch the animated series.
All over again. A clan of magical creatures are those international celebrities known to far and wide as the Smurfs, and they are back on DVD. This tiny, powder blue troupe, including Brainy, Lark, Vanity, and the Lazy Smurfette, is led by wise, affectionate, and 542-year-old Papa Smurf. Apart from Rainn Wilson and his amiable sidekicks, all we are left with are Smurfs, Smurfle, or whatever that is called, and a few bloated, unsexy animated backgrounds, like their stealthy real Earth takeover had hit a contract crunch. This was how Smurfs will take over the world and enslave humanity, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1633. My name is Heidi Cook, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.